Hello, this is Blaise Bonpane with a comment. Policies of empire are expanding on a daily basis. The carrier USS Abraham Lincoln has arrived in the Persian Gulf, and Donald Rumsfeld has illegally given U.S. warplanes the go-ahead to attack ever broader sectors of the Iraqi people. More areas are being bombed now than in the lawless attacks of the past 11 years. This is being done with a combination of practice bombing and real bombing. Both are crass terrorism. Practice bombing puts the people in the same situation as mock assassination. A combination of practice bombing and actual bombing both terrorizes and kills. Because a carrier is considered sovereign U.S. territory, political considerations of opposition from the surrounding countries have been ignored. Let's consider turnabout as fair play. Suppose China was practice bombing off of Point Magoo, and suppose that some of the time they were actually dropping real bombs on Malibu and vicinity. How would we respond? Would we say, hey, we don't mind the practice bombing so much, but what really irks us is if we lock our radar on your attacking planes, then the bombing runs become real. Then China might say, be a good sport. You should let us continue these exercises, and by the way, it is certainly fair for us to bomb you if you lock your radar onto our incoming aircraft. Do you think we want our very expensive planes or even our pilots to be harmed? Why do you insist on interfering with our legitimate maneuvers? How did we become so numb to the behavior of our military? This appears to be the sacralization of imperial behavior. Toleration of this kind of behavior represents nationalistic fundamentalism. And now, even more aircraft carriers are on the way to the Persian Gulf to expand this combined mission of practice bombing and actual bombing. Let's take a look at history. On August 27, 1992, the United States, together with France and Britain, imposed a no-fly zone on Iraq, forbidding Iraqi planes to fly south of the 32nd parallel. The U.S. claims it was protecting Shiites from Saddam Hussein, but actually the heaviest U.S. bombing in the Gulf War occurred in the south of Iraq, in the very area which is now a no-fly zone. Neither the demarcation at the 32nd parallel nor the previous imposition of a no-fly zone north of the 36th parallel was part of the UN ceasefire agreement, nor was this sanctioned by any UN resolution. These violations of Iraq's sovereignty broke the country into three parts, leaving the U.S. in control of the areas with the richest oil reserves. Surely, we hope for some positive results in tomorrow's voting. But with or without progressive change at the polls, we have no choice but to continue our protests. Join us on Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Westwood Federal Building. For a free copy of this commentary, call 323-852-9808, 323-852-9808. This is Blaise Bonpane.